All right, if somebody asks you about doing a certain job and you say, sure, I blank do it.
I will do it.
What do people smoke? The sharp white ones?
Cigarettes.
And the long brown ones?
Cigars.
There were a lot of people at the party having a good time. They were standing around the piano.
Singing.
And after a funny story had been told, they'd all be...
laughing.
He wouldn't accept the coat, even though he was shivering with cold, because he didn't want to be blank to any, to blank. He wouldn't accept it, even though he was cold, because he didn't want to be...
rude. I don't know.
Or, what would you say if you don't want to be... if you don't want to...
troublesome, bothersome.
All right, or you don't want to be...
bothered.
Or you don't want to be... you know, if you don't like to put yourself in somebody's debt, you'd say, I don't want to be...
in trouble.
Any trouble, or I don't want to be...
any bother.
Obligated, or... what?
Hmm?
Obligated? I don't want to be obligated to him.
Oh, well, yeah. Obligated.
Or can you think of another term for obligated?
I don't know. That's a long involved
beholden.
Word.
Would you ever say beholden to anybody?
When you're obligated, if somebody does something for you, and you feel obligated to do them a favor again, you know that. But you wouldn't want to be in any trouble if you took that coat.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know.
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense. What's the large round fruit that grows on the ground that you make a pie out of at Thanksgiving?
A pumpkin. We had a lot of them last year.
Did you? Do you grow them?
Gourds of all kinds.
Oh, really?
Oh, I gave them all the sun.
Are they hard to grow, Margaret?
They're not hard to grow, but I learned then how to gather them. I asked this Dr. Dempsey at the experiment session when he was out there. He came out to look at them. And, he sent me a pamphlet, how to gather them. You're supposed to gather them like eggs. And I gathered them and put them in buckets and carried them to the house and scrubbed them in a pan of water because they had red mud on them, you know. You're supposed to gather them and care for them like eggs.
Are they underground?
They're on top of the ground. All colors. You've seen them in the supermarkets. You can buy them all different shapes and colors and sizes.
These are gourds now. And then what do? Cut them?
You just wash them gently. And then you can wax them and preserve them.
They're beautiful.
You make a pretty bowl of, you know.
I know. You have two boys and three girls. You have how many? How many together? You ever speak to them as so many what?
Kids.
I've got five.
Kids.
Got two boys and three girls. I have
five children.
Do you ever speak of them as so many heads? What do you call that green stuff that you put on salad? If you have two bunches, you'd say I have...
two bunches of parsley.
Parsley.
What?
What do you make a salad from? It's green.
Lettuce.
Okay. If you have two bunches of them, you'd say I have two...
two heads.
All right.
You know what? I thought you were talking about this green stuff you said to put on your salad.
Yeah.
So I thought you already had parsley. Lettuce in the bowl.
That kind of cabbage that comes in large leafy heads, if you have some very large ones, you might say those blank are very big.
Those cabbage.
All right. If you leave an apple or a plum around, it will dry up and...
shrivel.
What are some of the vegetables you'd use for a good soup?
All of them. Okra and corn and butter beans and beans and...
you said the first one meat. They wanted you to say first was okra.
Oh, really? I don't like okra in soup.
Don't you? How do you like it? How do you fix your okra? Or don't you like it at all?
Fry it.
Do you?
French fries.
Mmm.
Big brown kernels. I fry it by the dishpan full of camp meeting. Those kids love it. They won't eat it any other way.
Really? You French fry drip it, dip it in the batter?
You,
or don't you dip it?
Tell you about it. Put buttermilk on it and salt and pepper. And you put it in meal, cornmeal. And do it like this till it gets kind of separated.
Well, how do you cut it up, Margaret?
In little chunks about so long.
Take the head and the bottom part
the
off,
tip
right?
Off, and then just cut it in just little bite-sized pieces.
About an inch, I guess.
No, not that long.
Three quarters?
Mm-hmm.
Cut it up, and then dip it in buttermilk?
Well, pour a little buttermilk on it, and don't cut it all up at once if you're cooking a large amount. Just cut up your colander about full.
Mm-hmm.
And sprinkle a little buttermilk on it, and, you know.